Okay, Chizkuni Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech. So, the Nitzavim starts with the bris that Klal Yisrael is going through. Atem Nitzavim Kochem, and it's Lavracha Bivris, Hashem Elokecha Uva Alasa, Asher Hashem Elokecha, Kuris Imcha Hayom. So Hashem is making this bris with Klal Yisrael today. What's the emphasis on today? So the Chizkuni says that it's today because now you're all here. Nobody could say they weren't around and they were on business somewhere. But after you go over the Yarden, as soon as Moshe dies, everybody goes on to the Yarden, everybody's going to go out to where their Yerusha is, and you know, getting everyone together, absolutely every last person, not going to be so easy or doable in a normal way. So anyway, that's why Hashem does it now. Now you're here all together in the Midbar. Everybody's here, so that's why it was done now. Okay, so the Psukim say, if there's anyone who has something evil in their heart that they're not sharing, meaning a sin that people don't know about because it's done secretly, so Hashem is going to go after that. And if someone says that they nothing's going to happen to them and they don't have to worry about the klalos from last week's parsha, so they're going to be wrong. But in the words of the pasuk are, if somebody says ki b'shriris li b'yelich, I'll go and do whatever I want. L'ma'an s'fos harava es atzmeya. These are very famous words. One of those words means s'fos harava es atzmeya, to add on the thirsty, non-thirsty to the thirsty. What does that mean? So there's all kinds of different shatim. So Rashi says to make the shogigs into mazid. Anyway, so the Chizkuni has three pshatim. One is, it would mean that it means the man's fosa rava satsmeya, that we want to fully satisfy the tzmeya. That's how you would understand it. He's looking for, it's a tahosif lesboa sova averos, someone who's thirsty. In other words, to add, I guess it means to fulfill the rava with the person who is tzmeya. And what would that mean? It means he's looking to do an avera befarhesia. He wants to do it in public and with nobody bothering him, because now he has to do it in private and he can't do whatever he wants. He's looking for a way he could do it public so he could get whatever with the whole full avera. That's one pshat in Laman's Fosa Rava Esatzmeya. A second pshat is that he wants to include, and this is going back with, like the words say, to add the satisfied to the hungry. It's to add the tzaddikim to the rishayim, meaning he'd like to see the tzaddikim doing averas just like the rishayim. The tzaddikim who are satisfied, meaning they're not looking for this avera, wants to add them to the thirsty, that the tzaddikim should be like the rishayim, they should also do the avera. It's another pshat. And his third pshat, it's really the one he lists first, is to do averas that he has no interest in. To add those to the ones he has interest in, like what do you need to wear shatnas for? Nobody wakes up in the morning with a taiva to wear wool and linen together, but they have a taiva to steal and all those other and narayas. So it's to the person wants to add averos, meaning to add the satisfied to the thirsty, means he wants to do more averos. You know, averos that he has nobody really has a taiva for, like shatnas. He wants to add that to the tzmeyas. This is a guy who's bad news. He wants to do more and more averus. Almost like that's the goal. Because he doesn't care. That's the point. He's b'shriusli be'elech, and he'll even add rava tetzmeya. So it says, v'vdilo Hashem l'ra. Hashem will separate him for evil. And then Chizkuni says, it's mida k'neged mida. He totally separated us from himself from the mitzvos. Right? This person going for the opposite. He wants more and more. The more averus, the better. So he separated himself from the mitzvos, so Hashem will separate him for bad. Then we have the pasuk in, this is very interesting, in pasuk Kaf Beis. So it says, what's going to happen if they don't listen? They'll see makos arziz ves tachlua, and it'll be destroyed. Gafris v'melech sreifa kalartza. So what's gafris? Gafris is sulfur, and melech is salt. Sreifa kalartza, destroying the land. So the Chizkuni says, what is the difference between, or what? Not what's the difference? Why are we listing sulfur and salt? He says a interesting thing. Sulfur is super flammable, right? It can explode. Salt is not flammable at all. So when it comes to fire, the exact opposite. Salt will stand up to fire. It's not flammable at all. Sulfur will completely be disintegrated by fire. So he says that if they would be Mekayim, had they been Mekayim, the Torah, they would be like salt, that the fire won't touch it. The fire of Torah. Torah is always compared to fire. And if they don't keep the Torah, then the Torah will burn them like Gufres. That's the symbolism of Gufres and Melech coming. I guess they both come, Gufres and Melech, to tell them this symbolism. Had they done the right thing, they'd be like Melech. Now that they didn't, they're like sulfur. Okay, then we have the last pasuk in the Aliyah, in his Torah, Hashem Elokeinu, the hidden things are to Hashem our God, the niglos are lanu v'neinu, the revealed things are for us. So that means we have to take care of the revealed things, the hidden ones are for Hashem. So now Rashi here says that the dots, right, there's dots over lanu v'neinu. Why is that? So Rashi says it's to let you know. First part of Rashi says that Hashem doesn't punish people on what they don't know, on the nistaros, on the hidden things, only on the niglos. And why is there dots over lanul vanenu? To say that even on the revealed things, Hashem didn't punish them until they got to Har Grizim and Har Evil and they became Aravim. So then Hashem would punish on the revealed things. So the Chizkuni does not say it like that. The Chizkuni says that it's really all of our, meaning once they got once Har Grizim and Har Evil came and they were in and we got Arvus, we all became responsible for each other. That's even for the hidden things. So even for the hidden things, we're responsible for each other. So the dots then do not belong really over Lanul Vanenu. Like Rashi, makes sense. It's to tell you that the Lanul Vanenu is knocked down because it's not really true. It wasn't even Lanul Vanenu until Har Grizim and Har Evil. Like the Chizkuni, that's not really true. We're saying it's super Lanul Vanenu. So the dot should have been over Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu. Should have been, the dot should have been over Hashem Elokeinu, meaning it's for Hashem, the secret things, till they got Arvus. They became responsible for each other at Har Grizim Har Yisrael, and we had their Kal Yisrael Rebim Zelazah. It was only till then that we weren't responsible for hidden things. Once we got this concept of Kal Yisrael Rebim Zelazah, even things we don't know about, we're responsible for. So the dot should have been over Lashem Elokeinu. The Chizkuni said that would not be a derech kavod to put dots over Hashem's name, and that's why it's over Lanul Vanenu. Okay, totally different shot than Rashi. And then just the parsha basically ends off that if we do tshuva, then Hashem will bring the geula. And the Chizkuni just says on pasuk yud, ki sishma bekal Hashem ki sashuv. When you do tshuva, Hashem will bring the redemption. It's to tell you that even the final geula, it'll only come through everyone doing tshuva. So it's not going to come on its own. It'll come the Klai Yisrael with Tshuva, one way or another. Okay, actually, just this has nothing to do with his Chizkuni. I can't resist saying it. The name Yishma, which we all assume applies to the Arabs, so that they're considered Yishmael. What's the name Yishmael come from? Says a Medrash that says Yishmael comes from Yishmakel. Hashem will hear. That Hashem will bring the Geula, the Mashiach, because he will hear the tefillos of Klal Yisrael from the tzaros that Yishmael will do to them, which is unfortunately relevant today, or nowadays. Okay, Parshas Vayelech. So it starts Vayelech Moshe. So the Chizkuni says that the Moshe went to each one of the Shvatim to tell, let them know that he's going to die and that they should not be afraid because they're going to have Yeshua. Okay, this is Chazal's. He didn't gather them to him because Chazal tells us that the chatzotzros that you used to call everyone together were hidden right before Moshe died. Okay, so he goes to every Sheva to let them know he's going to die. Pasuk Tes gets us into a big machlokas Rishonim. It says in Pasuk Tes, "Vayichtav Moshe Divrei Torah." I'm sorry, it's a Torah Zosvin Alkalanim Bnei Levi Nosim Esarim Bris Hashem. So Moshe wrote the Torah and gave it to the Kohanim, who are the ones who carry the Aron. Okay, so everyone knows that till now the Levim are carrying it. Back in Parshas Noso, it talks about the Levim. So the Levim were carrying the Aron till now. And here we have that Moshe gave it to the Kohanim, who were the ones who carried Aron Bris Hashem. So the Chizkuni says, even though the Levim were the ones who carried it, but it meant, as soon as Moshe died, the Kohanim took over. Right? The Levim used to be carrying it, and then when Moshe died, the Kohanim took over. That's what the Chizkuni says, and that's in line with the Rambam's Pshat, that the mitzvah of carrying the Aron was in the Midbar only, by the Levim only in the Midbar. It was the Levim who carried it, because there weren't enough Kohanim at the time. And then once Moshe died, and later on, so then the Kohanim took over once there were more of them. So the Kohanim took over. And the Ramban famously disagrees and says, no, that's not possible. Mitzvahs don't change. And rather, it was the Kohanim or the Levium, either one of them could carry the Aron. Okay, then we have the mitzvah of Hakel, which is everyone gets together in the eighth year, and the king greets them. So why then? So the Chizkuni says, because there's nothing to do then. It's the eighth year, there's nothing to harvest. He didn't plant anything the year before. So there's nothing to do, so that's a good year to get everybody together. Meaning that this is normally, the Sukkot time is normally the harvest time, or at least the bringing in time. So they had nothing to do at that time because they hadn't planted anything the year before. That's why it was a good time. Okay, then we have, again, another very interesting one. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, V'estarti ponai mehem. It says that Moshe says, when I die, your people are going to go off and not do the right things. You're going to do Averus. Hashem is saying this to Moshe. I know that Klai Yisrael, when you, Moshe, die, will go off and do Averus. And in Pasuk Zayin, it says, and that day I will get mad. I will leave with them. I will turn my face away. And then they'll be eaten alive. So it's an interesting lesson. It says, V'chara pibo, Hashem will get angry. V'azavtim, I will leave them. V'histarti ponai mehem. And it's like, sounds like, after I leave them, I will also hide my face. So the Chizkuni says what that means, that's a derechiba, meaning to say, like a parent who has to have their child punished, but doesn't want to look. So Hashem leaves us, but it's like a derechiba. There's a hester punim, because Hashem doesn't want to look, because it pains him when Klal Yisrael is hurting. Okay, and then God forbid such things happen if Klal Yisrael sins. So it says in Pasuk Chafalef, Vayakis Imtzeno, So Raus, Rabos, Vatsaros, Fansa, Shira, Lefanav, Azos, Lefanav, Laid, and you will, the Shira will be answer in front of them. Ansa, Shira, Azos, so that's what the Chizkuni says, like it sounds, that the Shira itself is as if the song, the Shira, of the, meaning the Torah, will be respond to them why it happened to them. Because I told you, if you don't follow the Torah, this will happen, and the Shira itself is going to say that. And again, like I said, it's a double parsha, but it's very short. We're in a lot of Chizkuni, so that's it.